Rutherford Issues on the Good Neighbor Network. WGNS, FM 100.5 and 101.9, AM 1450 and TV 11.
Back again as we continue the conversation on a Friday afternoon. Brian Barrett here with you. Hope you are doing well. It's time to find out about all things Boys and Girls Club. We have in studio Michelle Clifford, who's she's a has-been. She's been here a lot. and we have a special guest, a first-time visitor. And Michelle, I thought it would be best maybe if you kind of show Todd the ropes and, you know, maybe introduce him here a little
bit. Sure, I'd be happy to. We're really excited today to have with us Todd Bale. He's our new executive director at the Boys and Girls Club. He comes to us from Virginia. And he's been here 2 weeks now, I think, or a week and a half. And
feels longer than that, but yeah, 2 weeks.
He has jumped right in, came on at a perfect time because it's our 25-year anniversary, and we're really excited to have him, and he was very excited to come here today when I asked him about it. So I think it'll be a great time today for the community to meet Todd Bale.
Todd, how are you?
Good. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. How long did it take to understand what Michelle was saying with her...
I have an awful accent.
East Tennessee accent.
She's Kentucky. I'm from Kentucky. Of course, you know, I had running water on my side of the state.
Oh, is that right?
A few more teeth over there. She's from the other half. So
you come from Virginia. So that's kind of a big step to Middle Tennessee, I guess.
I'm a 15-year club professional and got my start down in South Alabama and spent time out west and back in the Shenandoah Valley. I'm a Louisville native, so it's only 2.5 hours where I came from. So. It's a lot more closer to home than places I've been previously.
Is that why you're wearing a Boys and Girls Club shirt that's in cardinal colors? I see a little red with the black, so.
You know, and actually I'm a Kentucky fan, but the Murfreesboro Club has a team called the Bulls. That's their teen basketball team, and they are black and red, so I wear that today in support of them.
Well, very good. Tell me a little bit about the experience here in the first couple of weeks. I'm sure you probably heard and read a lot about what you were stepping into, but now that you have made that step, what's it been like?
You know, it's amazing. We are the number one, number two average daily attendance in the state of Tennessee, which means you throw in Knoxville, Nashville, Memphis, all those metropolitan communities. We have the number one, number two in terms of how many kids come to the club every day. Little bitty Smyrna has 270 kids a day coming to the club. It's amazing club culture, amazing and rich history here, and very excited to be a part of it. And some cool things going on.
What was the big draw to Middle Tennessee? I mean, I'm sure it takes a lot to just up and move from one community to another, although you've done that a few times, it sounds like. But what was the draw here to the Boys and Girls Clubs of Rutherford County?
Well, first of all, it's proximity and geography. I'm a Louisville native. I have aging parents there, and so I want to be closer to them and be able to keep an eye on them. Two, I spent about 5 years helping clubs in distress, and that's always a valuable experience and very rewarding, helping kids stay and keep their clubs open. Looking for something more stable this time, wanting to build on someone else's foundation, and a very rich history here in Murfreesboro with the clubs in Smyrna and down in Bedford County. So it's a whole different set of challenges, but equally rewarding, equally challenging, and excited to get started.
I guess that would be a big change if you have been going to clubs that have, to use your term, in distress, because they just finished building this brand new facility in Smyrna, and things are, it's the positive place for kids, but it's a very positive Boys and Girls Club too.
Very much so. Tremendous heritage here. People have really stewarded along the way. Great brand, great reputation, tremendously generous community with a great spirit. So all those things give us a chance to have a world-class organization right here in Rutherford and Bedford County.
I'm sure you bring in a lot of new ideas, a fresh perspective, but when something is working, how much do you want to change? And I know this may be an unfair question just a couple of weeks into it, but maybe your perspective.
That's the danger sometimes when your clubs are full of kids and the programs are great and you have some key marquee special events. Easy to put your feet on the dash, but you know, we challenge the kids to be great and to reach their full potential. And we ourselves turn that mirror back on us and say, how do we get better every day? There's not big sweeping changes. It's going to be a lot of tweaks and minor adjustments. But everyone here wants to get better, and that's the great part about it. It's all about continual improvement.
We have joining us here in studio Todd Bale, who is the new executive director of the Boys and Girls Clubs of Rutherford County. And Michelle Clifford is in studio as well. What do you think about boots? I mean, Holiday Fest. Do you think he'd be okay in boots and rhinestones and things.
Oh, I think he's going to really love it. I think he's going to fit right in. No.
Cowboy boots.
Oh. I think he's going to fit right in. In fact, we have come up with our theme for this year's Holiday Fest, and you're the first one to hear it. It is denim, diamonds, and dice. And so going along with the denim and diamonds theme, as always, and then dice this year, because we're actually going to have some casino games there to play this year. And so it's going to be a little bit different and a lot of fun, though, for sure.
Translating for those at home, that's dice.
Dice. Okay. Yeah. Okay. We'll just move on from that one, but I got you. Dice, I was kind of thinking, you know, like biker dicers. I don't know why I was thinking bikers or anything, but...
No, it's going to be like a casino type feel. It's going to be a lot. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to weave the tables in with our silent auction and just really open it up to have fun and come and enjoy the time and support the Boys and Girls Club at the same time.
Well, you hear about all these marquee events and, you know, gosh, I guess, how many years now for Steak and Burger?
We just had our 24th.
So it'll be the 25th and the 25th year.
Well, it'll be the 25th event next year.
Next year.
Correct.
Okay. So those are well-attended, huge events. People look forward to those. It really helps to have well-established events to go with a well-established program, I would think.
Yeah, we're trying to move more now to an operation campaign, too, and give folks more chance to get engaged and involved with the kids beyond just coming to events. That has the place for that. It's great. It's phenomenal. We're not going to change it. We're not going to change denim, diamonds, and dice. But we want to add one more thing maybe during the holiday season where folks can give. And, you know, for about $1,000 a year, you can really help save a kid's life. 57% of club alumni say, in hindsight, the club saved my life. Now, all the families are that way. Some are working parents, and we're an extension of their parental values. But many of the kids, I mean, we're a surrogate family and a surrogate home for them and make all the difference.
I'm sure you've heard those stories. You hear the statistics, 57% say, but it's that one kid that comes up to you personally and says, this is the difference that the club made in my life.
I've got 30 of those stories, but we don't have time for that today. But I left a kid in Harrisonburg who was the first kid ever from his family ever to go to college, 3.6 GPA, came to us on community service, stuck around to the club, got engaged. And that's the life-changing stuff that happens. It's about saving lives and changing kids' destinies. So that's great stuff and extremely exciting.
I had the opportunity last year to do a show from, where were we? This was 2 years ago maybe, at when we had to go back to the McFadden Community Center. It was summertime.
We did one there.
Yeah, it was in the lunchroom or where the kids were having snack, and it was talking about the summer program, and I got to thinking while Todd was talking about the summer program, and I'm sure that's going hot and heavy right now.
Booming. I mean, it's probably 500 plus kids a day between the two sites, another... you know, 30 or so down there in Bedford County. So,
now you've mentioned Bedford County a couple of times, and I'm not sure that a lot of folks maybe know what's going on there. So why don't you enlighten us?
You know,
I've
only been in town 20 minutes. I'm not fully versed in all the nuances, but there is a club in Bedford County in Shelbyville. It's a smaller club. A donor gave us a restaurant to remodel. It serves about 30 or 40 kids a day, and so he's doing a great job down there, and that's a presence for us. And, you know, we're kind of growth-oriented, and how many kids can we impact in the area? And so we'll go where there's a need.
And that's a fairly new project, I guess, Michelle.
It is. It is fairly new. And we have a guy down there named Roger who's kind of heading it all up. He's been in the movement for over 20 years and just the perfect person to be down there doing that. And a great advisory committee down there that's really wrapped their hands around it as well. There's just a big need in Shelbyville in the Bedford County area, and we're excited to step in and be able to help fill that need.
The movement always sounds so 60s-ish, doesn't it? The movement. The movement. The Boys and Girls Club movement.
Well, it is kind of a movement, I guess,
it is a movement.
We're coming up on the 25th anniversary celebration, and I know this has been, I guess, 25 years in the making. You've been planning a lot here for this, I would assume.
I have. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're actually going to have two parties to celebrate our 25th anniversary. We're going to have one in Murfreesboro on Tuesday next week, which is the 19th, and then one in Smyrna on Thursday next week, which is the 21st. And they're both going to be from 4 to 6 p.m. It's open to the entire community. Come to one, come to both. Bring all your kids. We're going to have tons of games set up outside for the parents and kids to participate in. We're going to have snow cones. I know Murfreesboro, I just found out they're getting a dunking booth. So that should be a lot of fun. And Yeah, we're gonna have music. Just
come on,
really,
Brian, bring your trunks.
Well, I was gonna say, is there gonna be a new dunk? The new EC or ED?
It should be a lot of fun, and we're gonna hear from our president and some of our kids who've been here for, you know, really long time, 6, 7, 8, 9 years. Are gonna talk about how the club has impacted them, and some of the kids have worked really hard on special art projects that they're gonna
really
present.
Cool timelines.
Correct. So it's going to be a really fun time. I encourage everybody in the community to come out. You know, it's the community's Boys and Girls Club. We wouldn't have been here for 25 years if it wasn't for the community. So it should be a community-wide celebration.
And the cool part is they'll bring out the scrapbooks, and you'll see some photos from, you know, the mid-'80s. And if you've ever had a kid in the program or been a part of the program, you might be seeing yourself in those photos. And I do embarrass some of our more veteran board members with some of their costumes from the late 80s. And some of those board photos.
I'm sure that it's enlightening.
Yes, sir. Picture any, lasts forever.
any plaid pants?
Oh, yes,
there
are, actually.
So the celebration in Murfreesboro is the 19th.
Correct. It's the 19th. It's Tuesday next week. And then Smyrna is the 21st on Thursday.
And once again, anybody's invited. You can bring the kids, have a lot of fun. I mean, is it something that we stay for an hour? Is it 2 hours? Or how much time should we block
out? Sure. Well, we're going to be doing it from, like I said, 4 to 6. But, you know, come for the time you can come and stay for when you can stay. We'd love for you to stay the whole time, but if that doesn't permit you, you know, come by and at least, you know, see what we have going on and be a part of the celebration for what you can.
You know, I think a lot of businesses have came and went in 25 years. A lot has changed in 25 years, and the clubs have found a way not only to survive but grow and remain strong and come from very humble beginnings, some of those small initial buildings. And thank God for the generosity of the Christy Houston Foundation. But now we have phenomenal facilities, and so please come out and enjoy those.
I'm sure that your arm will be sore after next week of all the handshaking. It'll be an opportunity for folks to come out and meet you for the first time.
I got calluses. We're good. Come on out.
The fact that the weather looks like it's going to be great next week, so it should work out just perfectly.
I think it will. I think it'll be very nice. I really do hope the weather cooperates.
Now, we're almost in a transition time in terms of getting close to back to school and things of that nature.
Correct.
So what happens in the next few weeks?
We'll finish out our summer program. We'll finish it out strong, just as strong as we started it. School year signups will start. And we'll begin filling up our school year program and filling up the buses. And we're closed for 1 week between summer and school year, which is a very short time to rejuvenate after 6 to 6 days and get everything ready for the school year. But it'll be a transition time to get ready for the fun programs that are going to start.
66 days, 4 hours, 3 minutes, 2 seconds. No, you weren't keeping up with the back cluster.
They burn 12 hours a day. You imagine that, 5 days a week for 8 weeks in a row.
With 300 kids.
Staff is on the brink of lunatic fringe at that point. So.
Well, I know what it's like with my two, so I can only imagine.
Mm-hmm.
With
in Murfreesboro, they're taking, I think it's 50 kids camping today. They just left right before we came here. 50 of them left to go camping with the staff tonight. So that
at least
always.
43 will probably make it back. After trip, so.
That's a pretty good record.
Pretty good record.
It's always good stories from the camping trip.
Yeah, they always have a good time with that. And kids get excited with the summer program, and it seems like buses are gone all the time.
I mean, all the time.
There.
I know.
So that's what's really great about it. And these kids are experiencing something that they probably would not if they were not within the program.
Oh, I agree. They're getting to go on fun trips all the time. Like you said, the buses are constantly going in and out, taking kids. I mean, they go swimming and skating. Every child does once a week, along with a lot of other fun field trips they do throughout the summer, too. They've been to the Parthenon. Like I said, they're going camping right now. It's just a really fun time. And sometimes I look at the kids as they're leaving to get on the bus to go on the field trips, and I have, like, these big puppy dog eyes thinking, they're going to have so much fun. I wish I was going. So.
Todd, I know that one of the biggest misconceptions, at least in my mind, when it comes up in conversation about Boys and Girls Club, it costs too much. There's no way that I can afford to do this. And that's really, I think, a misnomer that this community has about the Boys and Girls Club. Maybe it's the same in other places,
too.
It
is the entirely the opposite.
Yeah.
We are the most affordable program in the community. We did a little analysis. And we are half the price for the full-pay folks, some of our competitors. So, especially during the school year. And so we don't turn any kid away because of money. the family will meet us and disclose their situation. We'll meet them where they're at. Many of the kids pay maybe $5 a week. That's what a family has. And so we're about inclusive and making this thing an opportunity for everybody, regardless of their ability to pay, what their situation is. And so it is the absolute opposite of that. If you have been turned away for inability to pay, legitimately, come see me and we'll get you back in.
Well, I mean, we don't want kids going home after school and spending all those hours, because then that turns into boredom, and then it kind of goes from there.
But back to this event, the way we can say yes to the kids, the community says yes to us when it's time to ask for the money. And so we're able to offset some of that in scholarship kids, and we do a good job of determining who's legitimately needy and needs those resources. So you say yes to us, we say yes to the kids.
Obviously, there comes a point where, you know, you have to have the funds from the community. It has to come from somewhere. So this is how the community can get out and help. And, you know, the community celebration will be a great opportunity to see where those funds have been going. And
you
can
come out
used.
And touch and see and get to know where you make your investment at.
Todd, anything else you want to share with Rutherford County about you?
We're happy to be here. My family's here. We all love it. And hopefully it's our home for a long time.
Have you shared any of the sights, sounds, restaurants, anything?
Gracious, I don't know that we...
Not
we
yet.
Went to Pueblo yesterday.
I've been to Toots.
We
had a shout out to Toots.
Oh,
I've been
to
Toots, who's
Toots.
A proud sponsor of the Boys and Girls Club.
So you went out and so you saw Wade and everything.
Been to seeing Wade. Been to Pueblo. Been to a few spots, you know, with Hardy's on Broad. And so I'm trying to make my rounds and support those who support us. So.
Well, when you need a bully pulpit, or you know, just to spread the word, we're always here to help the Boys and Girls Clubs of Rutherford County with any event. Michelle does a great job, and I'm sure you found that out. But she does a great job in marketing and events, and I hope you will utilize us as much as we have been in the past to continue to spread the word about the great things going on.
And we'll come back and bring some kids, man. They're the best spokespeople we have. They tell their story, and that's all it takes.
Very good. Todd, appreciate you coming in today.
Thanks, Brian.
Good to meet you. Michelle, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you, Brian. And I wanted to say hello to Miss Wilkerson, because every time I'm on and when I get out of the radio, I have a very nice message from her on my phone saying she heard me on the radio. So I swore next time I was to say hello, Miss Wilkerson.
Well, how about that? Well, now she can listen online, because we are starting to podcast our sections on the website. So now they're here forever, and even us making fun of your Kentucky accent.
Oh, gosh.
Which I thought, it's Kentucky by way of East Tennessee, so I think that's probably what skews it a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's a borderline accent.
Yeah, borderline. Very good. We'll be right back to wrap things up here in a sec.